Dunster by John Mortimer. Read by Martin Jarvis. Who is this fellow, Dunster? Chapter 1. I worry a good deal. That's my nature. Sometimes I tell myself that I have nothing to worry about, and then I worry about that too. At very rare moments, when I'm not actively worrying about Natasha, my daughter, or the overdraft, or the VAT man, or the next board meeting, or whether I'll get the part of Trigorin in the Mummer's production of The Seagull, or whether if I did get it I'd make a proper cock-up of it and get a filthy notice in the Muswell Hill Advertiser, or the strange hysterical whining noise, much like an elderly person in pain, that the Volvo is making when I decelerate, on the rare occasions when I'm worrying about none of these things, I start to worry about global warming or the future of the Russian economy. Then I take a poor view of myself, because global warming and Russia are things I can do absolutely nothing about. So I lose patience with myself for wasting time worrying about them, and that makes me extremely worried. I started early that morning because I was going to drop Natasha at her tutorial college in Highgate on my way to the Isle of Dogs. I always feel at my best first thing, as though the day is going to pass by without any real cause for alarm. The first cup of tea is drunk in almost complete calm, but by the time I get out to the car, I usually manage to think of something more or less appalling with which to become obsessed. "Put your foot down, Dad," Tash said. "I told you I wanted to be at the toot really early." I didn't tell her I'd been waiting for her for a quarter of an hour, from a now distant moment when the world seemed comparatively untroubled. Instead, I turned out as unobtrusively as possible into the traffic of Muswell Hill. My daughter has two expressions, a rare smile and the more frequent scowl of a particularly stroppy and put-upon vilain about to start the peasant revolt.